Another one is a design. So entire, though there is a number of limitations, but at the same time, as the technology is evolved, you can at least make it attractive. You can make it visually appealing. You can make it readable. You know, you can make it very, very exciting to read kind of a content, etc. So if you are doing mobile, mobile users in mind, then readability on the small screen has to be kept in mind. Adaptability today is very required. 70 to 80% of the e-commerce is happening through the mobile. So you see that adaptability to the mobile is very important. Responsive layout. The layout should be such that it is responsive in nature, that your email design adopts to different screen size, and whether it is a tab or whether it is a professional, this thing, the recipient is able to see it. Visual hierarchy. Use design elements like heading, image, button to guide the reader. You know, reader should get an idea that how is it structured. So he should clearly, subject line has to be attractive, followed by the startings, the salutation, the image, the call to action buttons, etc. There has to be certain way, certain thing has to happen at certain time. So that has to be kept in mind. That's a hierarchy, this thing. Call to action should be very powerful, very clear, very compelling. So including the call to CTA button stands out. It should really stand out. Okay. And customer know that he need to click this to get on to the next step. Action-oriented language. Language should not be mundane, very static. It should be compelling them that every word, every statement when you complete, the recipient should feel that, oh, I need this today. So then only the call to action will happen. CTA placement, strategically place CTA in multiple locations with the email to increase the likelihood of click. So if you have you noticed today, at least when I do no more kind of a click, say like I got a IIM Kozhikode email regarding some program. So when I click no more, the landing page where I am taken, though this landing page when I go scroll down offers me different perspective about the course, but after every paragraph there is a register, you know, kind of. So that's how it has to be placed in such a way that any given point of time customer thinks he can act upon. Testing and optimization, which is A and B test, I have told you earlier number of times, so that should be implemented ideally, and continuous improvement should be your approach. Learn out of ideation, learn out of iterations, various things you've done, success and the failure that you've met, and overall holistic testing, test not just individual element, but overall email experience. So it's not like about testing only the subject line, etc. It's like really creating a complete email, sharing it with few targeted customer and seeing it. So that's a holistic view of the email success. So challenges in the email marketing are like deliverability issue, technology today, like Outlook, for example, those other company who subscriber to Outlook can create a lot of filters. So certain nature of emails will not reach their recipient. Recipient can create a block queue. So that's what, so there are many these things. Some are turned out to be not permission oriented. So there are those issues. So try and see that your email is generated out of permission, okay, uses the best practices and keeps your reputation in mind. Monitor the bounce rate misses, how many emails are getting not delivered. That is important. That shows the quality of your database. Reputation management, manage your sender reputation by avoiding spamming practices and ensure high engagement rate. You should not be lending it uninvited. You should not be not allowing per customer to unsubscribe. So those are some of the things. Subscriber engagement is very critical. Recipient right from the subject line when he looks at it and then he starts reading the content, he should feel that yes, it is meant for him, or he is undergoing this scene in his life, or he's looking out for this solution, etc. So today I am looking out for a post-retirement ways to fund your, you know, happy living. So likewise, you have to see that complete perspective about who's the recipient and why should he read, what's in it for him, etc. Variety is one way that you can create a continuous engagement. create a lot of re-engagement tactics. We have earlier also told you this is either for inactive subscriber, etc. So there are many ways you can re-energize them. Follow the compliances and regulations. So then there are various country, various associations, etc. They have created their legal rules to minimize the spamming. So follow to that, adhere to that. Do not get unwarrantedly caught at the wrong end. So have clear opt-in, clear opt-out option been given to the customer in every communication that you do. Therefore, you will always notice that at the end of an email is always an unsubscribe this thing available to you. Though they have made it very complicated, I feel like definitely telling you it is not as easy. They come out with a different mailing list name, etc. You will often notice that the same party still sends you the email. So, but then this time the email will, that name will look different. And so this is the way they try to bypass it, but don't get into it as a reputed company. Consent management, so clear consent mechanism to be in place. So right from your generation stage to like overall opt-in processes, opportunity for opt-out, etc. So have a proper consent management legally sound in place. Be transparent about your data usage, data marketing, so that terms and condition list should be very clearly stating them that where will the given data be used, can be used, etc. Whether you will be marketing it or you will be used for personal use, etc. So those aspects. So be very clear. If it is unsubscribed, it should be unsubscribed. No other via media to again re-induct them into your mailing list and keep sending in the spam mail. That should be avoided. Things to be avoided in email marketing. So this is clear guideline as to what you should not do. Soliciting unsolicited email, sending unsolicited email. I do not need it, you are still sending me. I have not subscribed to your newsletter, still it comes into my email. So that's an unsolicited email. Do not do that. Get into the consent-based engagement, enhancing knowledge, providing update, what's in it for him, what can highlight his experience, heighten his experience. Those are the kind of a thing, but it is consent-based. I have a consent with Raymond's, I have a consent with Gillette. Likewise, I have a consent with Grammarly. So when they communicate, I have a consent with Harvard Business Publication. They communicating, it's okay. Others jumping in is not acceptable. Avoiding, totally ignoring anti-spam laws. These are some of the regulations which is there. European bodies, some other bodies of international this thing, they have created this. And that should be followed. Those who are reputed company do follow them. Those who care for it, don't care for it, do not follow any regulation. But it may land you in trouble tomorrow. So that you should be very clear about. So do not ignore any anti-spam law. Proper unsubscription should be made available. Okay. So that at any given point of time, you can very well say that I have provided that, but customer is not used. So I am not, you know, only responsible. So that kind of thing, overloading with emails, bombarding subscriber with too many frequencies, either too much or it is like too lengthy. Okay. So those kind of things should be avoided. You have to have a proper balance and then monitor engagement. Whether that balance is viable or correct, you will know through the engagement. If you do not get a proper engagement, then you need to first look at also your frequency. So that's what one need to avoid. Segment or audience to send relevant content. So as I told you, nowadays with the data, this thing, it is very possible. You can segment 18 to 24 years, 24 to 35 years. Likewise also you can do. So then your messages are also relevant and they connect. So also test different sending frequency so that you come to know that which one gets you the better engagement. Open rate is improving, engagement is improving. Neglecting mobile optimization, not making your digital property or the content in such a way that when looked upon in the email, on the mobile, it looks very unfriendly. It should not happen that way. Your design should be responsive. It should get clear buttons and all, which you otherwise may not provide in the Outlook computer to computer email, but when he wants to see it on a mobile, it has to have that adaptability. So that is what is very important. Mobile cannot be these days ignored. Buttons are created, links are properly working. They facilitate the next level engagement. Using misleading subject lines, yeah, that is the biggest problem. Subject line is written in such a manner that you feel prompted, but when you look into it inside, it totally discourages you. That's a good practice for limited time. Later on, it will not get you the response. There are a lot of caps being used and a lot of false promise right in the top of the subject line, etc. are something that is worth avoiding. Subject line should be concise, meaningful, addressing what's in it for the customer. Okay, you can even do the A-B testing only for the subject line. Forgetting to segment your audience. Now that's another big mistake many time people do. They send standard templatized email to everyone. It has been received by 25 years also, 55 years also, 65 years also. So this is like not segmenting. So you're right from subject to the content to the offer, there will be a lot of irrelevance. So that not segmenting the audience is the biggest flaw in your email marketing. Okay, use past purchase behavior could be one thing, personalization of the offer if you properly segment it, and continuous refinement as to which segment is buying your higher order items, which segment is more keen for your cross offers. So likewise, you can refine the definition of your segments. You can create sub segments and then only use the sub segment, because you now know that this is a sub segment which is very responsive to the discount offer, very responsive to the more quantity offer. Likewise, ignoring analytics. Analytics is subscribed to, but you ignore it. You see that there is a low open rate, you still do not take action. You see that there is a high bounce rate, you do not do things. So ignoring analytics, conversion rate, the click-through rate, all those things, if it is not working for you, you need to first find out more about your database, the quality. The second is the content of the email. Third is that segmentation targeting is appropriate or not. So those are the advantage you avail if you analyze. You do things as per analysis. If you ignore it, it will be a mass email, not very impactful. You will not be able to achieve your KPI. So clear KPI for each campaign must be there. So KPI even for the monitoring parameter should be set. Then only you will know whether things have worked for you or not. So what is an expected open rate? What is an expected click-through rate? What is a sales per order? Sales for this, or what is a return on investment that way? Failing to personalize. In this era of mass email, what gets you neglected is lack of personalization. So personalization is by default has become very, very, very crucial. Okay. So perform worse than those that use personalized greeting or content. Personalization increases engagement. Personalization is simplest thing, like mail body starting with Dear Mr. Hathi, then I fail. Or say it is Dear Sir, Madam, I will ignore. To like the tonality, to like the recommendation of the product, to the way the offer is given, all those things is the subject matter of personalization. Telling me that those who use this also use this or purchase this, or how this you have purchased a mobile, now how purchase of an airport will help, gives you hands-free access and blah blah. So there's a lot of this attention to detailing should go, which is possible today with a lot of marketing technologies available. MarTech, text, as I said, and also AI, generative AI is helping you in that. Okay, so that's a very important aspect of email. This should be avoided. You do not personalize it. No testing. I have spoken to you about A-B test channel. So this should be avoided. Get the grammatical checked. Okay, and which subject line, which content, which offer, which tonality of communication, all this should be tested on few numbers and then make it larger. preview email in different email clients to check formatting, design, etc. So this is also one can stretch it yourself. You have a very confident client. You can send an email and then ask him to review. Okay, and then he can tell you his suggestions, etc. That is too much. That is the next level of customer centricity. Okay, run spam tests to ensure your email don't get flagged as a spam. So these are also tricks and tips, you know, one should do so that one realizes that you are not filtered out. You will be under impression I have sent 1,000, but it may be that 800 have been classified as spam and therefore it has not reached the inbox. Neglecting the call to action, not providing, communicating and not providing any call to action is the biggest blunder one can make. So call to action should stand out and should be very visible, should be available at the right place, maybe multiple times, so that somewhere or the other customer will feel urged to take an action. So that is what I told you, multiple CTA. If your mail is longer, try different CTA placements and test it and then try and see what is elucidating. So this can be all done through that A-B testing framework that I told you. Overlooking the unsubscribe option. Always include an easy way to unsubscribe. There should be an unsubscribe option available. Clear unsubscribe option maintains trust. Functioning unsubscribe option really strengthens the trust. Otherwise, like for example, upright, I can tell you, paper fry. I have just done once, the need was there, so I handed over my email and all. Now they are bombarding me literally every day and I cannot unsubscribe. Now while unsubscribing, they are asking me some information which I have not bothered at that point of time to note down. Now who will get into that old communication and try and find out? So today, it's like whenever I open my inbox, first task, believe me, today I am doing is tick, 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 various paper fry, you know, this thing, email I have received and straight away delete it. So this is like, you know, they have lost the trust. So regularly updated email list will remove the inactive subscriber. So to reduce your unsubscribe rate, you should also see that inactive emails are reduced. So they will no longer receive. So the probability of those people unsubscribing is always higher, those who do not want to interact with you. So likewise, unsubscribe option and related matter should not be ignored. We are trying to learn what not to do while doing your email campaign. Manage preference instead of unsubscribe completely. Yeah, this is like again a 100% case. They are so reluctant to immediately unsubscribe you. So they come back to you the moment you click on unsubscribe, they will open a manage preference. All mail, commercial mail, product mail, you can tick mark it. So at least you are not losing the customer. You are only going to send them only the relevant email. So that's also one good way. Ensure the unsubscribe process is simple and user-friendly. As I told you, paper fry has made it very complicated for me. Monitor unsubscribe rate and analyze the reason for opting out. So while you unsubscribe, they do ask you. Again, that should be relevant from the customer point of view. Many times such options given are such that I get a feeling that they really don't want to understand the real reason why I am opting out. So I click any one and then I just unsubscribe. So give a realistic reasoning from my point of view, who's unsubscribing, not from your point of view. So that's about unsubscribing using a no reply email address. Now this is a common feature everywhere. Is it sound? It is unsound. That of course we are not supposed to discuss. We are understand less this. This can discourage engagement. Use a reply to address to invite feedback and question. But look at me. Look at the company. Air India, I am booking a ticket. Now I want a boarding pass. So the boarding pass which they are sending it to me is a non-reply. Look at why should they expect me to reply? They have provided me the required thing. After you book a ticket, you require a boarding pass. They have provided me boarding pass. So again, one is to really look at the kind of a customer engagement point of view that if I create a no reply, will it be positively taken or not? I have never taken it negatively when at a right time, right things come to me as a non-reply option. sometimes it is frustrating. Okay, so like for example, I wanted to file a complaint with Lufthansa airline. Now their system is such that I have to do this, and then after that I have to submit this on the email, but that email reply which comes to me, it doesn't allow me to communicate back. The process to send a complaint is always same, so I cannot go every time to them by doing the same form filling every time. So I feel that it is a very unpractical, unethical means. So you see that one has to be really little cautious about it. Where required, allow two-way communication. Where it is absolutely not required, you can, after maybe initial customer consultation, you decide, etc. Personalize the from name to make the email more personal. Yeah, because that's what many times no reply at the rate, say airindia.com. So that makes the customer non-responsive. The moment he sees that. So maybe a bit of a personalization there should help. So set up auto responses for common queries using a monitored reply to address kind of thing. So you can, for certain and many other queries, which is standard queries, you can set up an auto response. So that way you are not overloading yourself also. Use customer service or a feedback email address for certain streamlined two-way communication needing responses. So let's understand the subject of this measuring success with email analytics. As we have earlier mentioned, analytics is linked with certain key performance indicators. Likewise, for the email also, you have various analyticals parameters. Measuring that will tell you the success. Success in terms of its resonance with the target audience, the business success, etc. And monitoring it regularly and preferably in the early stage of email campaign can help you to not only correct but get the better optimization of your results. So first parameter is open rate. This is one of the analytic parameter. What is open rate? We have earlier also just discussed. It is repeating overall. It is like number of recipients who opened your email once it is delivered. So say like 1,000, 100 is a bounce rate. So 900 people have received it. From 900, 90 have opened. So you see 90 divided by 900 is the open rate. So importance is high open rate suggests that your subject line and the sender who has sent this is well received by the recipient. Open rate only indicates that. After open rate, the customer starts reading it. That's where the click-through rate comes in. The challenge is essentially the subject line is not powerful, the sender name is not so correct or attractive for the recipient. Besides that, the timing of the delivery, etc., affects the open rate. The best practice is to focus on compelling, relevant, clear subject line. Customer should know what's in it for him. That's what the tool like Google Analytics or SendGrid to track and analyze your open rate will give you some learning advice. The click-through rate is after the mail is opened. This is a percentage of recipients who clicked on one or more link that you might have provided him. It could be free download, it could be get quotation, it could be order now, etc. So it shows the engagement. And the important is that content and the way it is structured in various CTR that has been implanted are appropriate. That's the indication you get. Challenge is that either your content is not so attractive that the customer abandons you while in between, or CTR is not clear or not compelling, offer not very attractive. So these are the things. Best practice to ensure that visual appeal, first of all, comprehensiveness means easy lucidness, the easiness with which one can really just scan and understand what you are calling, and then offer in a compelling call to action. Okay, so that again, Google Analytics or HubSpot, and there are many such other things can help you to improve your CTR rates. Conversion rate, it is measures the percentage of email recipients who completed a desired action, such as making a purchase, filling out a form, downloading an app, etc. So that's what is the conversion rate. Importance is this matrix is directly tied up with the outcome of your emailing activity. So that's where the return on investment is linked. Low conversion rate due to many reasons, either the subject line, the content, the comprehensiveness, the easiness with which the customer should understand, various offers or various call to action not been placed rightly. There are many things. Best practices, of course, to increase the conversion rate is to what is the most logical desired action that you expect from customer, provide that option besides maybe the other option and make it very easy, not cumbersome for customers. So again, there are many tools that is available, platform that is available to help you improve that. Bounce rate is the rate at which your email getting not delivered in the inbox. So that is a clear indication that you have not refreshed your email list. So many of them have either left or changed the new email, or they have not used a particular property for some time, so it has become redundant. Likewise, so challenge is to how do you see that you have an updated email, you customer changed their email if they have changed something for a regular use, etc. So for example, in my case, simple thing, I was finding it very difficult with one of the bank to get the details for me. And when I call them up, they say, okay, we have been sending you. And then when I told them, what is the name? Then suddenly one day it struck me. So I asked them, what is it? So they said, it's a @yahoo.com. So I realized where the problem is. So then again, I have to go through that form filling and get my email change, etc. So that is a different this thing. So you have to see that you have a refresh list, and therefore clinically there has to be some activity which gives you an clear indication that person has become dormant, redundant, so actually they remove such things. So there are many platforms that they have mentioned out here. So soft bounces could be temporary issue because either the a service provider has blocked you, but if it is a long term, permanent, like the email to that person keeps constantly bounced. You know, so that means there is some major issue. Unsubscribe rate is the rate at which customer asks you to unsubscribe him. Okay, so higher unsubscribe rate means customer are now offended. They are not encouraged about email coming from you, etc. So how to reduce that? One need to see that it starts from the frequency, the content, the purpose for which you use your email. So analyze the reason for unsubscribe. So many unsubscribe, when you do it, you have to give a reasoning. I have earlier also said it should be customer oriented, not to hide anything which you feel customer will often click and which is not liked by you, not to that, do that, not from your point of view, etc. It should be customer oriented, and then with that understanding should give you an idea as to where the problem lies. Many platforms like MailChimp, Campaign Monitor can actually help you to know the reason for people going for unsubscribe and how can you overcome that issue. Average open rate across industry. So, okay, that's one. While we are understanding this, overall there are sites, there are platforms which gives you a macro level picture. So here it is a overview of open rate. So if it's your retail industry email, 13 to 15%, anything less than that is considered as below average, above that is considered as higher than average. So they've given you average industry open rate. Understanding this benchmark allows you to set your KPI. Okay, even if you have not set your KPI, you can then know whether you were right on target or you were below or poorer than that. But what is important is knowing this, one should aim for higher. So now knowing that in the retail industry, 13 to 15% is an open rate, why not I put my KPI as 20%? That is aiming high, and that's what it should help you with. Open rate cold emailing versus opt-in list. Cold emailing is you have somehow acquired, purchased the data and you got that email. So typically results in lower open rate, usually between 15 to 20% because recipient has not previously expressed interest. opt-in email. So today email coming from Raymond's, Gillette, etc. finds my Harvard Publishing, finds my attention. Coming from any other source, I will decide probably look it in the evening and then I might forget also. Opt-in is like I want to know from you many things. So I have given you that permission access. So that open rates are generally higher. Always focus on opt-in approach to your email marketing. That will give you, one is higher rate. Actionable insight is there are many smart strategies to get a higher opt-in also. And then how do you use this opt-in for a targeted approach to convert prospects into lead, lead into customer, and then regular interaction for repeat purchase, for lifetime of purchase, for higher order purchase, for cross-selling, etc. So that's an advantage on opt-in emailing list generation. Benefit of optimizing open rate. Why should you focus on getting your higher open rate? That's the other meaning of it. Increase visibility. Only when the customer will open your this thing, they will see the details. Efficiency. Better open rate means your email is getting at least received favorably and people are looking into it. That increases the probability of your getting a higher click-through rate and therefore better ROI. Open rate also signifies your brand awareness is growing. So it helps you to build that brand awareness and maintain that high level of brand awareness. Customer insight, monitoring open rate provides valuable insight about who is opening, who is not opening, why is he not opening, to like who are compelled to open, etc. So that kind of a perspective related to the profile or demographics comes out. Continuous improvement. Your past iterations gives you learning, and that you have been continuously improving. So chances that your subsequent email open rate will improve. So it's like overcoming the past limitation, taking corrective steps so that continuous improvement takes place. So that also helps you. So open rate, you know, is the fundamental to a successful email marketing, because subsequent benchmarks are linked to the open rate. So that you have to see that.